I did want to start with the legislature. They are 28 hours, 27 hours and 57 minutes away from adjourning at noon Thursday. And the bill I've been watching and a lot of people have is the medical malpractice bill. It went through Senate Judiciary yesterday, which I thought would be the stopper, but it didn't make it through unscathed. There are four amendments that were all added by Joseph Cervantes. When Joseph Cervantes was on this show, and I asked him about conflict of interest, his specific answer, his reply was, well, I didn't write the bill.
Yeah.
Okay, you wrote the amendments that may kill the bill. Does that count?
Yeah. I think he mentioned it that he wouldn't vote on it either, right?
So no, he said he would consider it. He didn't make that pledge.
Yeah.
I said, well, you shouldn't be voting on it. Well, I'll consider it.
Mm-hmm.
Fred Nathan sent me, apparently the Ethics Commission has made a decision or ruling, and they've said there is no conflict of interest. That is, for the legislature.
Interesting.
For everybody else in state government, there is. The only people who are exempt from that are the state legislature. They entirely 100% police themselves. And as long as they do not believe that they are directly profiting,
nobody
gets to say, well, we get to say all we want.
Yeah.
Believe me, I'm going to have something to say about it when this is over,
mm-hmm.
if anybody cares. Mm. But,
well, I mean, if the Ethics Commission is saying that about the legislature, that would make a lot more sense, too, and why so many other, you know, pieces of legislation have passed without scrutiny. And then, in particular around the oil and gas industry, right, and how people benefit and they write laws that, allow them to put sort of, money in their pockets. And so this seems like this could easily be the same thing in this situation.
One of my favorite stories about the legislature, when I try to tell people who aren't familiar to explain how antiquated they are, is before they begin final debate on any bill, they have to have a unanimous agreement to cheat and then lie. And the reason they have to do
that... Is that the unanimous vote?
Yes. Yeah. The reason they have to do that is there is still a law on the books that says you cannot move to final debate until you have read the bill out loud three times.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why when they go to final debate, they don't call it that. They call it third reading of legislation, because in theory, that has been read out loud twice. And so before they start the debate, everybody's got this little speech. They get up and they say, I ask unanimous consent that the rules be suspended. I ask unanimous consent that we cheat and that the record reflect that all actions have been taken. That's the lying part. I have always wondered, why don't they just change the law?
Right.
I always also wondered, what would happen if anybody ever said, I don't consent?
Right.
Well, it happened one time that I'm aware of when I was up there. It was a senator named Joseph, I think, Candelaria, and he was upset about something in the cannabis law. To be clear, he was not upset because he was afraid it would impact his constituents. He was not upset because he was afraid of the impact on the state. He was upset because he himself was a cannabis business owner, and he thought the laws were too permissive and that wouldn't be good for his business.
Right, too much competition.
So the one time that I'm aware of in the history of anybody standing up was directly financially tied to his personal business.
Yeah.
And for Cervantes to say that he has, he compared it, I guess anybody who votes on the state budget, he's smarter than that, and he doesn't think we're that stupid. So, I don't know. I'll be interested to hear what Fred says. I don't know if those four amendments are a poison pill or not this late in the process.
I mean, it's true. So is it going to be heard on the floor today, or does it need to go through another committee?
No, it goes to the floor, but then it will have to go back to the House is the deal.
Oh, because of the amendments.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And like I said, we've got 28 hours left.
Right.
27 hours.
And counting.
52 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Well,
So that,
we shall see.
Yeah, and in terms of everything else at the legislature, we could talk about that later. I know you wanted to talk about the.
I guess going back to Joseph Cervantes, it's interesting. Yeah, yeah. He's sort of changed his tune on, and he spoke in favor, right, of HB9, ending contracts with ICE and. Essentially, that will lead to closing of detention centers.
Oh, did he change his vote on that?
No.
Oh.
No, I'm just saying, before, in terms of how his sentiment before about...
Oh, right, right.
Yeah. And he spoke real strongly yesterday about the public safety act. In other words, not, around polling places and securing polling places. So it's interesting because I don't know. He has strong opinions, but he's been pretty vocal in different ways, in different instances that, from looking from the outside, again, like I said, it feels like he sort of changed some of his stances, except for medical malpractice, right?
Well, and for people who aren't familiar with the legislature, everything goes through the committees before it has a chance to get to the floor. Once it gets to the floor, then the leader has all the power.
Yeah.
But until then, there are really four people who have the power. Those are the chairman of the House Judiciary and Senate Judiciary and House Finance and Senate Finance.
Mm-hmm.
Any bill dealing with money has to go through finance. Any bill changing the law has to go through judiciary. And it's always the last stop before it gets to the floor.
Right.
And so they can stop anything without ever voting on it.
Right.
Just didn't have a chance to get to it. John Arthur Smith was notorious for that.
Right, for sure. Right. That was, that was.
He was chairman of Senate Finance.
And that was a big push to sort of unseat him.
Yeah, it was.
Well, and I mean, if we're going to go in that direction as well, at this point, there's quite a few folks who are unhappy with, Representative Nathan Small and are speaking in that direction. Like, how do we, what candidates are out there, that we want to push forward? Because, they're not happy with his performance and how he's not advocating for Southern New Mexico.
Well, and I think, is it more, probably more, not entirely Project Jupiter?
No, right. Yeah. No, not entirely. But that was certainly.
Yeah.
I think that was the nail in the coffin that sort of, pushed people over the edge on that.
Right. For him, for members of the county commission. Mm-hmm. I mean, for a lot of people. You think you've got a handle on the people you elect and. Maybe you don't,
right.
By a handle, I don't mean control. I mean, you think you have an understanding of what they're going to do and how they're going to act. And
right.
You're not always right.
Well, and the lobbyists, right? Maybe the lobbyists have, I'm going to say, they have more power, it seems like, for some situations and some pieces of legislation.
Project Jupiter?
Well, I'm just saying, yes,
well,
certainly everything. Project Jupiter, but
everything at the New Mexico legislature.
Right.
It's just insane.
Yeah, and then the bill, right, to sort of unveil that also, I'm not sure where it died, but it died somewhere in the, this session as well. So,
The Steinborn's bill never got out of, I don't think it ever got out
it
of.
It just went committee and died.
Yeah,
fantastic.
Yeah.
I wonder why.
Because the governor, it's a 30-day session, and if you don't have the support of the governor, Kerplui.
Well, maybe not. I mean, we have some hope, too, with the Microgrid Act that the other one that Steinberg
put
forward.
Yeah.
It moved through committee and moved through the Senate quickly, and we shall see. We're hoping it'll get heard today in House Judiciary and make it to the floor, but. Like you said, 27 hours
time
and counting.
Is short.
Yeah.
It is. And there are a lot of stuff that's stacked up that really needs to get done.
Right.
I don't think I guess they have passed the budget bill. So that's good.
Yeah.
Well, now do you want to talk about the.
Yeah. Well, right. And I guess the thing that I was saying early before we got on air was that last week, me and Peter were. Going to talk about the shooting. We ran out of time. The shooting that took place on Super Bowl Sunday and the passing of a Las Cruces resident shot by Las Cruces police outside a or near Walmart, but for stealing a bike.
Oh, right, right.
Yeah. And yeah. I guess, yeah. And
I was walking my dog that morning, and I live like 4 or 5 blocks from there, and I yeah. heard those gunshots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, I guess the reason I wanted just to bring it up and address it was, I get a twofold is, you know, I'm really not sure. I think lots of places of business now, right? Once something walks out the door, you just take it as a loss. So then to see somebody walk out with a bike and then have the officer respond, you know, jump in his vehicle and drive and try and stop that person. And then, you know, it turned into a gunfight and
yeah.
then more officers responded. And now the person, you know, has.
But I mean, why would you post an officer at the door if well, they're just going to let somebody walk out with a stolen bike?
Well, it's a deterrent. So that's the other thing. Like, let's think about in reality, right? Because there's probably lots of items that are, you know, with, like skimming, right? They just go out the door.
Sure.
So it really should, in my mind, it should offer, but it should just be a deterrent.
They're making an incredible effort to stop that. I mean, I went in the other day to buy like a $4 little gizmo.
Yeah.
And I had to get somebody to unlock the case and let me in to get it.
Right.
So, I mean, yes, you're right. There's theft and that, but it's not like they shouldn't try to prevent it. And
I agree. Well, that's what I'm saying. So the officer at the door is part of the prevention, but right. then chasing them into the parking lot and then chasing, you know what I mean? And then leading to a gunfight and then that person dying for.
Well, obviously he doesn't know he has a gun. So are you saying that if the officer sees somebody walking out the door with a stolen bicycle, he should just let him go?
I would say yes. Yeah.
Okay. I don't think. Well, then why be there? Why not just have like what they used to do
right.
with the fake cop cars?
Yes.
With just put a cop.
And I would say I would agree with that as well.
Okay.
I think it's, you know, I don't think our city should be, we should be using those resources for that.
Well, we're not. I mean, right. he wasn't on city time. Walmart was paying his
But he's
salary.
Using a city vehicle, right? He was using his police vehicle.
Okay.
Yeah. I fundamentally disagree. And I don't think that person's loss of life was.
Well, of course not.
Right.
But,
I mean,
but,
for a bicycle, it's but, just.
Okay. But I guess responding to any theft call could always result in a gunfight. So do we just not respond to theft calls now?
But it wasn't a call. I think that's the other thing, right? This is
okay. If I'm out on patrol and I see somebody steal something,
yeah,
I can't chase them.
And that's different. That's the way it's all the circumstances around
how.
It. Yeah,
I don't. You see a crime,
right? If you are on duty as a paid police officer, then yes.
Okay.
But, you know.
So what you're saying is you just don't want officers doing off-duty security work.
No, I don't think that is really.
Are you okay with private security officers having guns?
I would also say no to that.
Okay.
Okay. I don't think we should use deadly force to protect property.
Okay.
That's fundamentally what I believe. And it, again, it resulted in a bigger, larger gunfight.
Well,
you're talking about that, right?
I understand that, but you
and there's
you,
a
you
potential to harm
you, there always
many
is. You
people
can,
around
you can't
them.
Say that A directly led to B, or else you can't chase bad guys anymore.
You know what? I just think that chasing bad guys really has really not resulted. How often has that resulted, you know, positively? And is that fundamentally what we want our law enforcement to be doing?
Yes, to an extent.
For theft? For property? I mean, if you harm a person, that's different, right?
Of course it is. Of course it is.
But if you've stolen
you
a bike.
You just turn a blind eye to it?
Well, I'm just saying.
How about if
it leads to deadly force, then that's a problem.
If you steal a bike from a person than a store?
Well, if you harm the person in the process,
as
that's different.
As long as you don't harm them, if that's my only transportation. You've taken my bike. I've been harmed.
That part is true, and I understand that, right? And our system has ways for that sort of recovery.
Not if you can't chase them down and catch them first.
It leads to more damage that I can tell than good. And I don't think that law enforcement should be used to protect property in that way. I think that, you know, And in particular, I guess the reason that it really concerns me is also now the city really wanting to double down and take GRT, you know, money and build, you know, Cop City in this big training center so we can get more cops. And, you know, no one's talking about this individual who lost their life, you know, and their family and all the ramifications that can come from that. So,
yeah, yeah. I tend to blame the gun more than the cop. I mean, you've got somebody stealing from a store with a gun on them. That could end badly with or without the police.
That part is true, too. Right. And that's the other reason why it's just, you know, really Walmart, you know, they're going to lose $100 of merchandise.
Well, so then prices go up for everybody else. They just do.
And they have. Right. Right. And they have.
And you're okay with that?
Well, what I'm not okay with is that it has resulted again in somebody's loss of life. Right. And there has to be some other mechanism for us to prevent something like that from happening.
Well, like I said, they're trying everything they can. They've got everything locked up to the point where it's an incredible nuisance and people complain about it all the time.
Right.
You know, without some kind of security and without being able to take some kind of intervention, if somebody's walking out the and that's what's driving people crazy about the Democrats, to be honest, is all of these videos of the smash and grabs or the people just walk in and grab stuff and walk out the door and the security guard doesn't engage them.
Mm-hmm.
That drives people crazy when they see that stuff. That's not right. And the idea that we can't stop that, what does that say about us as a society? I mean, I get it. They're way too armed. Everybody's who you deal with, you have to assume they may have a gun. They very well may have a gun. And I would certainly change that part of it if I could.
Yeah.
I can't. You know, I've accepted long ago that I can't. And I understand your concern about deadly force in the service of saving property. But expecting that the person going out of that, well, like I said, you have to expect because everybody's armed. I just don't know how we as a society say what you see in those videos is okay. We're not going to take any steps to try to stop that.
Yeah. Well, and I'm not saying that either, right? I'm not saying like, let's not take steps. I don't know that it's deadly force.
Well, what steps
right?
Would you
what other mechanisms can we use?
That's my question. What other ones can we use?
And I think it's a systemic thing, right? Because the people are not engaging in that activity because they feel like it. Because I have nothing else better to do, you know. And
some of them are. I mean, some of, listen, I was a very privileged teenager.
Okay.
Growing up in a community with other very privileged teenagers who stole stuff just for the thrill and the excitement of stealing stuff.
Right. And what consequences resulted in that activity?
Depends on if they got caught or not.
Okay. And so privileged people that engage in that activity, and if they get caught,
all I'm saying is you can't assume that everybody stealing is starving to death, and that's why they're taking it.
Well, then why assume the other way also? Why assume that they're just outside having fun?
I'm not assuming either way. I'm just saying that some of them are. You made this blanket statement that none of them are in there just for the fun of it. Well, yeah, some of them are.
Well, I'm just, most of them, right, are not, though. That's what I'm trying to say, is that it's a systemic situation. It's a systemic issue.
Right.
Right. And so they're stealing for a reason. They're not stealing because, and I think the other thing, it's a more larger context. You know, there are some people that, yeah, maybe there is, they don't want to get a job because the system that has been set up, you know, working a 9-to-5 just isn't the system that they want to be functioning anymore. And so they're looking for a quick, you know, a quick payout.
That doesn't make it right.
I'm not saying it's right. What I'm saying is that it's just, it's in response to where we are culturally, right? On many different levels. And it's really, again, really disturbing that this leads to somebody losing their life.
I guess we don't have a call. Oh, we do have a call.
Yes,
yeah.
You do. Hi, guys. It's SA. I just got out of the store and got in my truck and heard you. And I'm just like, so what are we going to have, teach the police how to lasso people and hog tie them? I believe that we work hard for our stuff. I get it. You still have to catch them. If they were starving, they can go before the judge and plead their case. I get it. We've got very hungry people because you know why, the tariffs and all of that. However, there are too many criminally minded in this city. I'm sorry. We can't let it continue. That's my opinion. So what are we going to arm them with? Lassoes?
Well, no, I would take, in my opinion, I would not characterize people as criminally minded. Again, in terms of lassos,
we got a lot of criminally minded who walk through the streets and enter people's yards while they're sleeping and steal stupid stuff. That's criminally minded. We need to teach our community this is not okay.
Right. So
we need to let the tax-abiding citizens who own property and work hard for this to give their children the best they can and the best life they can, for some people to meander through their streets while they're sleeping and steal their stuff?
Well, you know,
I'm sorry.
I would, you know, respectfully disagree, because I do not believe that that is true. I don't believe that people that are stealing things are criminally minded.
You're not living near these people who are constantly, they have bars on their windows and they have to worry about everything. This is crazy. This is not.
But I'm not sure that arming, you know, having armed officers run after them with guns, like, that hasn't changed the situation. I think that's the other thing, too.
It has made a difference. Lots of things have made the difference. And Chief Story has a plan, and I'm behind him with so many of his ideas.
How has that made a difference? Arming police officers and having them chase criminals. How has that changed? Has that reduced crime?
I don't know
that
police officers are chasing criminals, and I don't know how I feel about the car chases lately have not ended too well.
Right, and that's my point, is that part really is what
should not be happening. I think the Walmart security needs the authority to lasso these guys, hog tie them, and let the police come.
There's no hog tying.
Whatever
it is. You kind of hurt your argument there.
Well, you know, at least lasso them.
No, there's no lasso in their people. They're not cattle.
Well, what are you going to give them? What are they going to use? Pepper spray, what's that, 12 feet? And you get sprayed as well.
Okay,
is 20 feet.
Are you saying they should shoot them if they're running away just for property?
No, I don't believe in guns are not the best way. I believe we should allow them to catch them.
Right.
And give them some means. That's why the lasso came to mind, because if you get good at that, you can catch them mid-run.
Let it go. There's no lassoing people.
Okay, so as I said, then even tasers are 20 feet, and if both don't connect, it doesn't work.
Okay.
So what are we going to give them? What are we going to give them?
We're giving them
only
guns.
Only hire runners?
We're giving them guns. And if you're saying that
but
we should shoot
kill.
Somebody. Yes.
No,
that's why your argument goes too far. I was with you most of the way. But once you start talking about treating people like cattle and shooting them.
No, just because you're lassoing doesn't mean you're treating them like cattle.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
No, I'm sorry. Well, I don't have a lot of respect for thieves and the criminal minded.
Okay.
I think they need to learn some respect, to learn a lesson. I think some of them go wrong. We can get into gangs and all that. But when people are going into the stores, like we had that rash of people across the country going into stores and thieving and just walking brazenly out with their stuff, because if it was like under $800 or something, it was just a misdemeanor and they were going to get off anyway. So then when they started cracking down across the country, it got less and less and less. If we don't teach our society how to behave, it's just going to be like Tombstone.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Okay. Ciao.
Well, there's obviously a middle ground somewhere between shooting people and lassoing them and just letting them go.
I would hope so. Right. Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. It's more of a systemic issue, I think, more than anything else. And I think there's a lot more work to be done. And my stance on everything is I think we should see someone's humanity first. And we should not, that should not be used. Deadly force should not be used for property.
No, I agree. Yeah. But once again, it wasn't. He wasn't the first to draw, I don't think, the officer. So